In today's Mishnah, we learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah in the 4th Perek of Masechta Midot. And as promised in yesterday's Mishnah, in today's Mishnah, we're going to discuss the dimensions. We're going to go through the height, width, and depth of the Heichal. So in beginning, we're going to go from the ground floor all the way upwards to go through the height of it. So see all the different layers. So Mishnah says, V'ha-Heichal was Mea al Mea al Rom Mea. So it was the dimensions were, it was 100 wide, 100 deep, and 100 tall. Now, it's not exactly a square, according to the explanation we'll be going according to. The Rambam says it is, but the general explanation, which fits in with the second mission we learn, is that it was actually the Ulam was wider. But the point of the mission then is it simply occupied the space. It would fit into a cube, if you like, of Mea 100 by 100 by 100. The mission explains, going from the bottom upwards, Ha'otem. Otem is the ground floor, the foundation of the building, that was shesh amot. It had a height of 6 amot, so it was a solid foundation. Vegovho arba'im ama, and then the space going upwards again from that floor level was 40 amot, so that would be the space within the heichal. Then it says it was ama kior v'ama beit dilfa v'ama tikra v'ama maziva. So to separate the two floors, the major area and the attic, which we made reference to in yesterday's Mishnah, there are a number of layers. The first layer was a Amah Kiora, Amah depth of Kior. Kior is like panel work. The Metifta brings down that it was actually made of stone and it had engravings or decorations of flowers. The next, so after that Amah panel work, you had Amah Beit Dilfa. Now here was the cross beams that attached to the side walls to support this the ceiling, the ama, and above that was the ceiling itself. That's the tikra, the ama ma'aziva, and the ma'aziva is the covering on that ceiling level on that wood. So the ceiling was made of wood, and then they had the covering over the top of it, and that was a mix according to the Rosh of plaster and stones or pebbles. Mishnah continues, then the Aliyah itself says Vegovha Shel Aliyah Arba Imama was 40 amot, that's the height of that of the attic. So it had the same height as the ground floor, if you like, the main hall of the main room, I should say, in the Heichal. So the Kodesh and the Kodesh 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 and Kodesh Kodeshim. Then after going up high, we have the same pattern again for the next ceiling. Vama Kiur, Vama Taim Dilfa, Vama Tikra, Vama Maziva. So one Ama height of this the decorative panel work, then two Amot of the cross beams, one Ama of the ceiling, and one Ama above it of the covering over it. And it says Vesholosh Amot Ma'aka. So we're now on the roof, if you like, of the beit of the Heichal. And it says around the edge of it was 3 amot for a ma'aka, for a railing. The Ama Kale Orev. And what they would place on the going another ma higher was pieces of iron to prevent it's Kale Orev to prevent birds sitting there. Kati cites here the Tiferet Israel that says that it wasn't just on the railing, that it scattered across the entire either nails or other sharp pieces of metal across the entire roof level. Rabbi Huda says, Lo ya kale orev ole min amida. That actually kale orev, as we said, this the sharp pieces of iron to prevent birds and literally crow or ravens from landing there, that wasn't counted in the 100 amot. So where's the missing amah then? Ela arba amot haya ma'akeh. So the ma'akeh, the railing that was around the top of the roof, that itself was 4 amot high. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. So we've gone from ground floor all the way upwards. Now we're going to go mimizrach lamarav. So we're going to go through the depths of the from the ulam to into the heichal, which includes the kodesh, and then into the kodesh hakodeshim, and then behind it. So Mishnah says, kotel haulam. So importantly, I should just mention to make it clear a point I didn't mention previously. When we said the whole space was 100 by 100 by 100, we said the Mishnah says that refers to the heichal. We've been discussing the Ulam and the Heichal separately, Mi Ulam being the entrance hall and then followed by the Heichal itself. Here, when the Mishnah said its dimensions are 100 by 100 by 100, it includes both the Ulam and the Heichal. So that's why the Mishnah begins here, it includes the Ulam itself. So it says, the Kotel HaUlam, the wall, the outer wall of the Ulam was Chamesh, was 5 amot thick, quite thick. The Ulam, and the Ulam itself, as we learned previously, was 11 amot. And the Kotel HaHeichal, now the wall of the Heichal itself was 6 amot thick. And we explained already with respect to the doorways, that's why there was a set of double doors at, on the outer edge of the wall and the inner, well, not necessarily edge, but the outer side of the wall and the inner side of this, of the inside of the wall. V'tocho arba'im ama. So if we progress through those double doors now, the inside meaning of the heichal is 40 amot. And here we're referring really to the heichal, the kodesh section itself. And it says, amat turaktsin. So there was a wall in the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, a wall that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. However, in the second Beit HaMikdash, since it was just too tall, you couldn't have such a thin wall. So that was actually replaced with two curtains. We learned this back in Masechet Yoma, and each on each side of where the Amah would be. So one on the outer edge, one on the inner edge. And it would hang to separate between the two. The Esrim Amah, and then we had 20 Amot of the Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, that's where the Aron was located in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash. And then it says the outer wall now is a Kotel, is HaKotel Heichal was Shesh, was 6 Amot. And as if you remember, we had the Ta'im that surrounded the Heichal. So on the back side now, we had a Ta that was 6 wide. So we're referring to the middle Ta, if you remember, because the Ta'im, the bottom floor was 5 wide and the top floor was 7. And then with the Kotel Hata and the walls of the Ta itself was 5 Amot. So that's how we get to see the dimensions going from east to west. Now we're going to progress sidewards going across the width of the Heichal. And the Mishnah explains, Mina Tzafon LeDaron was 70 Ama. So we just explained previously that the whole space it occupied was 100 by 100 by 100. Now we're saying the Heichal, meaning just behind the Ulam, that area was actually didn't occupy the full 100 Amot width. It was only 70 Amot. So we say, so we're going to progress now from, it says, Mina Tzafon LeDaron, from north to south. And if you're in front of the Heichal, that's moving from the right side of it to the left side. The Mishnah explains, the Kotel, the wall of the Misibah, that was a ramp, if you remember, we discussed in yesterday's Mishnah, that led from the ground floor all the way up to the top of the Ta'im. So that was 5 Amot wide. The Misibah itself was only 3 Amot wide. Then we had the Kotel between the Misibah and the Ta'im. So Kotel Ata was 5 Amot. The Hata and the middle level of the Ta'im, as we explained already regarding yesterday's Mishnah, and also when we made reference to the, when we progressed from east to west, the middle level Ta was 6 Amot wide. And the Kotel HaHeichal itself was also 6 Amot. The Tocho Esrim Amah, and the width of the Heichal, also Kodesh HaKodeshim, was 20 Amot. Kotel HaHeichal, now progressive, going further, so now we're effectively going to the other side of the Heichal, along its width, and the Kotel HaHeichal was 6 Amot. The Hata and the Ta'im, once again, the middle level was 6 Amot wide. The Kotel Ata and the wall of the Ta itself was also 6 Amot. And here we get to a region that we have not yet discussed. Next is we have a space. So on the northern side, we had a space, and that space was filled with the ramp that got us to the roof. But what about the space on the other side? This space is different. It says, Ubeit Horadat HaMayim Shalosh Amot. There was a region for the collection of the rainwater, like the gutter system, that was a 3 amot wide. And the Rosh explains that all that collected water that came from the roofs would actually then go to the Yamshel Shloma, that big basin described in Malachim. Malachim. And then the Mishnah continues that it was Shalosh Amot, that space was Shalosh Amot, as explained, Vahakotel Chamesh Amot. And the final wall on the other side, on the outside of this region, was 5 Amot wide. That's how we get to 70. And the Mishnah then continues, Ha'ulam, regarding the entrance hall, that's going to be wider on each side, Odef alav chamesh esrei amah min hatzafon v'chamesh esrei amah min adaron. That it was wider on each side. So we've already explained that the Heichal itself was 70, and if the full width is 100, then you're going to have the ulam extending on each side by 15 amot. And that region was called Beit HaChalifot. As the Mishnah explains, Shesham, in that location, Gonzin et HaSakinim, they would store the knives, Zakonim would store, and then these were windows that were on the west side of the wall, so behind, if you like, the part that jutted out from the of the Ulam that was jutting out. Vahahechal, and because it was wider at the front of the ulam and narrow at the behind, it says Vahechal tsar me'acharav, it was narrow behind, Varachav, and wide at the beginning. V'domeh, and therefore had the appearance of an ari, like a lion, which has a great mane in the front and a lean body behind it. Shenemar hoy Ariel, Ariel Kiryat Chana David. So the reference to Ariel is talking about Beit HaMikdash. So Maha Ari, just like a lion, is Tsar Me'acharav V'Rachav Milfanav. So too, in other words, it's narrow the back and wide the front. Af HaHichal Tsar Me'acharav V'Rachav Milfanav. So to find the Heichal had a similar, if you like, build to that. Such it was the Heichal itself was narrow and the Ulam in front of it was wide. And those are Mishnah today.